Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about signs of a spiritual attack on your mind. This is from Billy Graham. Fear is a spiritual poison. It starts as a whisper, what if I fail, then spreads like wildfire, twisting really until. Every thought is clouded by anxiety. Opportunities become obstacles. Fate is replaced by paralysis. How fear attacks, it distorts truth, turns caution into chronic dread, replaces peace with this won't last. It isolates you, makes you withdraw, convinced no one understands, grows strongest in loneliness. It warps your vision. The mind races with worst case scenarios, like feels heavier, darker, hopeless. It erodes faith. Okay, this is a lot, no? God isn't listening. I'm not strong enough. Step by step, fear disconnects you from God and from love, from every good thing. No? Okay, what to do? 7 battle plans to destroy fear. First, name the beast. Write down every worst case scenario. Prioritize them. Suddenly, fear loses its awareness and power. It works. Breathe through it. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly until the panic passes. Then EFT tapping. Tap on acupressure points, elbow, side of hand, and so on, while voicing fear. Example, even though I'm terrified of, I deeply accept myself. Also learn EFT, okay? EFT is good for fear and it works. Then biokinetic therapy. Release fear trapped in the body with a qualified therapist. Also if nothing is working, go through a therapist. This is the best what you can do. Then the mountain cure. Trek with a heavy backpack in silence. With each step, feel the fear, then outwalk it. It's working. 100%. But you don't have everywhere mountains, okay? Then bungee jump. Literally, figuratively, confront fear head on. Post jump. Realize I survived. Fear light. After a bungee jump, fear starts. But it works not all the time. This means the first bungee jump, but you cannot repeat this procedure and expect that it's working all the time afterwards. No. It's a one-time thing, and then it works 100%, and afterwards it's so easy then to just make the bungee jump. No problem anymore. The 10-minute prayer hands technique. Press palms together perfectly, no air gaps. And this works miracle. Also, I never have seen such things. No? That works so good with fear. And do this every day, 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, fear weakens by 50%. I don't know why it's working, but it works. Final rally cry. Fear is illogical. You are scared of spiders, 90% flee if you advance. Afraid of failure, every hero has failed. Face it, do it, kill it. Face it, do it, kill it. Exactly that you do with fear. Instead of cultivating fear, arm yourself. Fear grows in avoidance, stuff it with action. Arm yourself. Fear grows in avoidance. Stop it with action. Okay. Thank you that I could speak to you, and bye.